Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger's Guys. This week, we're just going to dive right back into the middle of the combat with Hubert. Will Hez and or Captain Torque take any more friendly fire? Will Carter get himself together enough to be useful? Will Hez go even crazier than he has before? Will Seeley bite anyone? Will HW attack? All this and more as we dive back into the action.
Who wants to go? Because there are a lot of slots here.
Would you say he is triple encumbered right now? Like he's not going anywhere?
I would ask if that's even a thing.
I just didn't know if Hez could run over and put the barrel of his gun against the side of Hubert's head.
I would say...
I
would say that probably doesn't matter.
I think what Hez would do, he's like, oh, they've got it. It's all good. They're all, wrestling over there. He's going to sit down on the couch and actually look at this orb. Your eyes! Oh, God, is that the wrong decision? You made it sound like I needed to do it earlier.
I mean, you didn't have to do it.
Hez is hurt. He's probably going to, a third of his life is gone.
And he's probably going a little insane still.
Also, that too. He's pretty crazy. Hez is staring into the eyes of the beast. Do a simple charm check. Oh, thank you, Adam, for a simple charm check.
Hello. Yeah, that's not what's happening. Roll. It's going to be a discipline check.
Is it, though?
Okay, well, it's going to be two things. It's going to be first a perception check.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
No.
Success and two advantage.
I didn't set the dice pool, but that's fine. So you notice that this thing, as you're holding it in this vacuum sealed case, is giving off... No, you have to... You're holding the case. Or how are you observing this?
I have no idea.
Handing it. I'm assuming it was handed, so you... There was a toss.
I thought it was just a ball, and he just threw a ball at me.
No, it's in a vacuum sealed case.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking through the plasteel. Yeah, plasteel. Thank you. Yeah. God. Duraplast, whatever.
The case, yeah. You can tell that it's vacuum sealed just from how it's the material that's made out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we want, we could say there's a little sticker on it that says vacuum sealed, which you easily see with your one success and two advantage.
Three Coruscanti.
Yes. AU, we want the sticker.
Whatever, atmospheres.
Yeah. First thing you notice that the case feels warm to the touch.
Oh.
Which is odd in a vacuum sealed container.
HW, where did you have this?
it seems to be radiating its own sort of energy, is what you can feel from that. Now.
Is this a Bardot Death Sphere or whatever they're called? Did you just give me a death orb?
That'd be sweet if there was a thing like that.
There is.
Cool. Discipline. This is going to be rough for you.
Yeah, I have no discipline.
But, well, I mean, based on the number of counts of elder signs that you have, it's just not going to be easy. We're going to do two purple, three purple, two red. I'm going to change how I'm doing this. I'll do setback die instead of...
I'm going to roll a light side and upgrade just because I might get a triumph. Wow! I got close. A failure and a threat. There's three blank setback die.
Yeah. See, if I would do it again, yeah, I probably would be using setback die instead
of just... dude.
Yeah, usually upgrading requires something, a catalyst. Like, they have a skill in it, or they've got an item that gives them something, or...
Okay.
Or they're part of a minion group, so it's like they're working as a collective. Like, things like that.
Yeah, it was adversary. Just kind of hard for me. A lot of those discipline rules that I set were just kind of like, I don't want to say on the fly, but that's kind of what they were. Like, how easy would this be for somebody to do? And I feel like a lot of the early rules were just like, well, this isn't even possible. But I still want you to be able to try.
That's fair.
But yeah, looking back at it, I probably should have just used setback die.
One fail, one threat.
Yes. So, as you are inspecting this thing, you hear a voice. You start to feel a pull from this thing, and you hear a voice that says,
out.
Guys, it's a Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think it's a Mewtwo.
It clearly recognizes you as your owner.
Oh, God.
I don't think I have enough badges for this one, you guys.
You have, with your failure and threat, there's some sort of entity in here that, I'm not going to say it, you feel is friendly, but it's not hostile.
Hez opens his vest, and there are 12 gym badges. Don't worry, guys, I got this.
You immediately pacify it.
All right, so that's my action, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I fail? I failed though, so I have to open it, right?
You don't have to. You just know that there is a presence. It feels like there's, you know what? Hez knows there's a presence in there, and that it is not hostile towards him. It just wants out.
Seems like a bad idea. Hez
would not be able to interpret that.
He's gonna put his hand on let's say it's like a handle that has like buttons to like you like push buttons and it releases the air and then you crank it to open it. Yeah. All he does is release the vacuum, but he doesn't open the case yet.
Oh,
so we'll wait till the next turn because I want to see if I can do another discipline check to see if I know.
So you release the vacuum seal.
Yeah.
The purple smoke billows out of there.
Fuck. Good job, Hez.
Do I have to make a resilience check now or something?
No, you're fine.
Oh, good. Okay. That's my turn.
Okay. Next PC.
I'm continuing to pummel this guy.
Okay.
Headbutt after headbutt after headbutt. It's like Saint 14. Eventually that dome's gonna crack.
What's your strain at, John?
Don't you worry about his strain. He'll worry about
it. Not high enough yet.
Nice. Dice pool should be set. Go for it. Jesus.
5 success, 2 advantage.
So that's what? 8 plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13? Yeah? another headbutt, though, right?
I don't know. Does it kill him?
No.
Yeah.
You're doing some pretty significant damage to him, though.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I got that music still playing. I'm just sitting here jamming. Stream is like
shit monster all over again. His face continues to fracture. Those cracks that you saw before are just like the main one is getting worse, and there are a bunch of little hairline fractures that are coming off of the main one.
Wait, I'd like to take a crack at him next.
Can I pass my advantage to him for a boost?
You sure can.
If you're going to the next person in order, you can actually pass 2.
There you go.
I have no idea if that's in order or not, but
well, if you are choosing to go next, you can get 2, or he can spend both of them to give anyone that's not the next person 1.
I mean, I can't use them for anything else, right? So
unless you want to give him setback, Dio some setback, or Hubert
North.
Either way,
yeah, I'll just pass from the Ben.
Okay.
I'm going to use my serrated shot gloves and try and go at him again.
Yep, I put him in. Go for it, Ben.
Nice. 1 success, 4 advantage. Oh, hell you almost got a crit. But you can stun him again.
Do it.
And that just does stun damage?
Yeah. Right? I think you can activate it both times also, I think.
That's fine.
So that's 6 stun plus 4 physical.
Hubert is, like, wreathed in electricity.
You know Home Alone, when Harry's getting electrocuted, you can see a skeleton for a second?
Yeah.
That's happening over and over again.
Yeah. overall, it's kind of like a death by a thousand cuts sort of thing. Like, Hubert looks more and more concerned as this fight drags on. All right.
We haven't gotten a crit on him in a while. Let's somebody do some stuff. Can I pass my stuff too?
It's usually John that crits. All right. We have 4 more PCs.
See, he punches him.
Okay. with her claws?
With her serrated vibro knuckles.
Okay.
No, those were serrated. That should have added 10 to his last crit roll.
Those are my sap gloves on the last one.
Yeah.
Man, you got it all, huh?
Yeah.
The 1-2, the wombo combo.
Go for it.
Nice.
One success, one advantage.
Pierce 1, vicious 2.
A crit 2.
Pierce 1, nice.
Well, none of those, well, Pierce does, but vicious doesn't activate.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So it's 4 damage, and you avoid 1 soak.
That's right. Vicious activates with the crit or whatever, double crit.
Yeah. You just, where are you punching him? Like, gut? Face? Just as everyone just, nice. Everyone's just pummeling him right in the face. Yeah, another little crack appears.
Fine. After his face cracks all the way.
Next PC?
I think it's just HW now.
And Carter.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
And Carter and that guy.
And Frohawk. Frohawk.
Can I request to not go yet? Can I have, like, the not Carter, yeah, but the other guy?
Frohawk?
Yeah. Let him Ripjaw. Do something.
You know, that guy.
Ripjaw. Yeah. Isn't that his last name?
His name is, yep, Frohawk Ripjaw is his name. Frohawk Ripjaw will jump up on the onto the stage and will point a gun at Dio's head.
Nice. Way to get closer, Ripjaw. Smart and guy.
We'll say,
it's time you're cleansed.
And then he'll just shoot right in the face.
In the face. Nice.
Wow.
Jeez, with a blaster rifle.
5 success and 2 advantage. So that's
9.
14 10. Damage.
Holy cow.
Yeah. A chunk of Hubert's head is blown off. He was looking pretty rough.
What's the crit say?
He didn't crit.
He didn't crit.
Oh, he didn't crit? Short. Oh, I thought he did one crit. Short. I'm sorry.
Hubert's looking pretty rough. Like a good quarter of his skull is actually just missing.
Oh, God.
So it makes sense for those advantage to go as 2 setback to Hubert?
Yeah. Cause
if that's what Ben wants to do, unless Ben has strain to heal.
What?
No, it's not Ben. That's, no,
that was...
Oh, that's Fruak. Fruak. Oh, gosh.
Fruak, yeah.
Frohawk Ripjaw.
Yeah, Frohawk.
Freeman Randolph. Freeman...
Yeah, sure.
Freeman Rapubu.
Freeman Randolph.
All the NPCs are actually related.
We're cousins.
So, yeah. Does HW still want to wait?
HW can go.
Shove that rock into his skull.
So, I want to look at this mantle up close.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's in my possession and I've made sure that the old man is safe. Like, HW really likes this old man.
How is HW going to examine this?
He just wants to, like, look at it. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Okay. I'm gonna message it to you, though, because I want to see if this is a thing.
Hang on. Oh.
That's okay if it doesn't. I just was...
It doesn't.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you you can't try.
Like me.
No, I just want to, like, look at this and try to confirm that this is what my legend would talk of.
No. It is. But
yay.
How about you roll some sort of lore check?
Lore check?
Yeah.
Are you ready for me to roll that?
No, hang on. Yeah, go for it. I give you 1 boost die because of all of your research. This, you know, through a lot of the writings that you've translated, that they make reference to the mantle being some sort of crown shaped. They referenced it several times to being either the mantle of Haster or the crown. They kind of interchangeably used it. It's words for a dead language sort of thing. Like it was interchangeable. But as you're like recalling what you've read in your writings, you're also kind of just examining this crown, and it's a very plain-looking crown. It's tarnished. doesn't have any gems socketed in it, or it looks like it doesn't even look like it has a spot for anything on it. It's just plain gold rounded edges. Honestly, it looks like a kind of like a cheap piece of junk. If you didn't know any better, that's what you would guess. But as you're examining it, you can definitely feel there is something more to this, and that if maybe you put it on, maybe you might be able to understand more. Okay. But with going off of your discipline check from earlier, you're still able to just be like, nah, it doesn't sound like a great idea.
Okay.
It's still that voice in the back of your head just saying, wear me.
Okay. He will place it back in his robe after looking at it. After checking to make sure the old man is still unconscious behind the booth, HW wants to move over here to the north and hide between like this planter.
Okay.
Like he's out of sight. Like he wants to be completely like out of sight from everyone at the table there on the stage fighting.
Yeah, I think that could. I don't think we need to roll for that. I think that's pretty easily done. They're all under the stage
right now anyway.
Okay. That's all.
I think that could pretty easily happen.
That's an action and a maneuver, so I'm good.
Carter is going to nonchalantly shoot in the crowd again.
Did we just... I may have canonically screwed us over. Are they under... Like, is he able to see them?
Here's a better question. Do you think Carter cares?
I don't think he cares to keep going. Honestly, at this point, now that he sees that we're screwing it up, he probably is just like, whatever.
I mean, is the cloud of smoke or whatever still there?
It's probably dissipated.
I mean, how long does the fart linger?
Somebody give me a light side point and he stops shooting.
No. Let him shoot again then.
That's fine.
He has to get closer to be able to even see a target though, right?
Do you think he cares?
Then why would I pay a light side point to get him to stop if he doesn't care?
Can he use a long range gun at least? Or mid range?
No, don't do that.
Don't?
They do more damage.
Okay.
They do a lot more damage.
He stops for a second and briefly considers pulling out. No, I'm kidding. I've got him set up. There's four people on there now, so I've upgraded it four times.
Just out of curiosity, like, why doesn't he care? Like, we're here getting this stuff for him.
Great question.
Because Carter's a dick.
Carter is a dick.
Think Carter's going to stab us in the back.
If
doesn't care enough to stab us in the back.
Yeah, there you go. I think I have it set right. No, I don't. Hang on.
How do you make an NPC that your party can't kill? Make him a god. Or a demigod, or the messenger of a god.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Two success and a despair.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Make it hit the Trandoshan. That's what the advantage
the despair is, yeah.
How about this? The two success, it hits Carter. Or not Carter, I'm sorry. It hits Hubert.
Yeah, either way.
Two success, it hits Hubert. He doesn't fucking miss. What's the damage on that gun? Six?
Sure.
Yeah, to advantage. Yeah, the next person has. I'll say Hubert takes a setback on his next.
Okay.
Two setback on his next, and the despair. Carter's gun slags itself. It seems to overheat and then just melts in his hand, and he looks slightly irritated, slightly bored, and then chucks it to the ground and then shrugs.
Okay.
Well, I've done all I can do. You say his gun slagged? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't even know how many setback guys.
Three? Four?
Four.
A number.
Yeah, a number. Four is a good number. Hubert is going to, again... Oh, I gotta close this. Hang on. Hubert is again going to try to surge up against the dog pile that is on him. It is... What are your dice again?
One yellow, seven green.
God, doesn't get any better every time I hear it. Okay. And then he's got...
That's what his people trained for, though, right, Adam?
It is.
7, I'm at 10.
And he's going to be hitting his strain threshold here at some point here.
You hope.
It doesn't matter.
Well, we've only got 2 crits on the guy so far, so I mean, I feel like we're not really, we could be doing better.
We've crit him like 6 times.
Yeah, you guys are doing pretty good. Herbert is. Okay. He is going to roll brawl. Whoa.
Are you also giving him like setbacks for having 2 other people on him?
Yes. Hang on. There we go.
4 success and 5 threat. That's a lot of threat, though.
It is.
That's a lot of threat.
Because that's his first one. He is going to surge out after just been fucking pummeled and having have a quarter of his skull blown off. He's going to go, like, surge up and just go, "This is useless! I am undefeatable!" And then throw everyone off of him.
I'm going to open a window.
Yep.
Just kidding.
And then he's going to turn around and take a swing at Torque after I set the dice pool back to a normal dice pool.
No longer is he blindingly crippled with 4 like people.
Everything.
Did you say we got pushed back a little bit, or?
He's just not restrained anymore.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me pull out one of his weapons. He's going to karate chop Torque with his deadly hands. John, he is able to deftly smack you across the jaw with a judo chop. So that is 3 success with 2 advantage. You will take a setback on your next roll towards him. Or just a setback on your next roll.
Dude, that's a mighty karate chop.
Deadly hands.
And then for his last move, he will bite Seely.
2 success and 3 advantage.
So.
Got to both.
Yep. So Seely takes
6, 7, 8.
Damn. And Carter looks like he.
Each success recovers 2 wound and 2 strain, capping at 3. So did all that happen too?
Of course it did.
Yes, it did. Okay, that is Hubert's turn.
Damn.
Oh, you closed it. I was like, oh, the turn order disappeared.
I closed it because it was...
I was saying, mine moved. Like, I was like, what
can
the hell?
Hez make a lore check to see if there's anything that stands out about this orb? And so I could finally use my 2 boost die?
Yeah.
Is it too late? Is it all right?
No, it's not too late.
Okay. All right, I've added the boost. Sorry for not attacking everybody.
It'll be 2 setback.
Plenty of those.
Actually, you know what?
And if it has to do with language, Hez reads all languages.
It doesn't have to do anything with language, but Hez was wearing the mantle for a little while and is still probably reeling from those effects.
God, what would have happened if I'd have looked at this goddamn thing wearing
that? It probably would have been worse and better. Better short-term, horrible long-term. Here's my proposition to you. You take 1 more pip, and this is just an average roll.
What is it if I don't?
Hard with, like, 2 setback? No, it'll be an average with 2 setback.
I'll take the setback. I don't want to take the setback. I'll just do regular average with the setback. Add the setback. Do whatever you gotta do. I'm not gonna take a pip. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Go for it.
2 success. 2 success. 1 advantage.
So through the haze of, you still haven't quite shooken off wearing the mantle, but you're able to understand that this thing is, the words are hard for you, but out of all the confusion, it comes up as like a seed or conduit. Like those are the words that you would use to describe what you're looking at in front of you.
For and, what? Can I get a hint because I have an advantage? Like, if it's good or bad, like, for me.
You are horrified that you're holding this thing.
Oh.
That would be an immediate feeling. Like, for hint-wise, like, gut feeling, horrifying would be a very good way to describe that. Especially since you almost opened it.
I let go of the button, and it re-vacuums it back up.
not the, it doesn't revacuum it up, but you also know that you're probably fine.
Probably a compressor in it, because it's a Star Wars thing, so once I close it, it probably vacuums the inside.
Ah.
I didn't mean sucks the fog back in.
Oh, yeah.
You can't suck a fart back in, Adam.
Yeah, right? So that's fair, but yeah, you're just like, you don't know what's in it, but you are like, yeah, horrified would be a very good way to describe. Like, I don't want to speak for you, but if it were me, like, as a person, I would be, like, panicking about what you just about did.
Okay. Hez wants to throw this into the sun.
I don't know if that would help either. Yeah, this, what you have in your hands is dangerous.
Okay.
Did you use an action for that?
Usually what, I mean, I don't know, it's up to you.
Yeah, that was an action. Alright.
Okay, I'm gonna take two strain, I'm gonna use my maneuver to draw my gun. I have quick draw anyway, so.
That's fine.
Incidental.
You gonna shoot the box?
I can't shoot right now. Okay. I don't have an action.
You can do that next turn.
Yeah, that's cool. That's whatever, I'll shoot something.
Box is right in front of you.
I'm good. Alright, who's next?
Can I roll a perception check to see if I can tell what HW is doing?
You can. HW, what is your...
stealth?
Yeah.
Oh, I was writing. My stealth is 2 green.
Okay. I'll give you a boost die. So 2 green. So
so who's trying to check for me?
The captain. Torque.
So...
Torque, yeah.
He was engaged with Hubert.
Uh-huh.
As I snuck off, so I don't think he would have seen me in the first place.
So we'll upgrade the check then.
That is a good point.
Well, I need a setback on it as well.
With a setback.
And only because, like, literally nobody, at this point, there's nobody watching HW.
Maybe he looked around to see where his team was and how they were and noticed HW was gone.
Okay. Yeah. So you'll have a setback, or you have 2 setback from Hubert judo chopping you in the face.
Could intuit things from what he sees around him. The master craft.
And then, that seems unfair. You'll have 3 setback, just from HW pretty stealthily slipping away, and then 2 from Hubert judo chopping you in the face. But it's an average roll otherwise. All right, go for it. Success. You do see. You look around and intuit from where HW was. You see the old man slumped over on the side he's in a phone booth, right? So
yeah, he's hidden.
Yeah.
You see like his feet maybe just sticking out.
Yeah. His feet are like sticking out like he's laying down in the phone booth. You look around in the direction that HW was in and you can see, let's say, like his cloak. Like, you can see where he's at. He's in the corner of the room.
Cool. I want to punch Hubert.
Okay.
Think of it as, like, a head fake. Like, I'm like, oh, look over there.
Who is that? Oh.
And mostly I wanted to not have setback ties on my punch.
The Goonies thing?
That's cheap.
You specifically said on your next roll.
Okay. That's
so I'm giving you a head fake.
I'll allow it. Damn, that's cheap, though. All right, go for it.
Damn! Holy cow, dude. The 6 advantages and 3 success. Nice. Nice! Wasn't the last one 2?
Yeah, it was. It's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Staggered. Cannot perform action on next turn.
And what is it? 8. Yeah.
And that leaves one more advantage, too.
Nice.
Can I use that advantage to reclaim strain now that I'm out of berserk
mode? No.
He's not out of berserk mode anymore.
You're out of berserk mode?
Yeah, because you give me like random, like, oh, you're going to have to take strain for this.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated attack for it to you.
So after this attack, he's out of berserk
mode. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Yes. You can.
Neb is still pretty pissed off that he had to watch his captain get judo chopped, And then,
and you insult the captain, you insult the crew.
Right? And then he watched his other friend get bit, so he wants to, like, jump up in the air and, like, with his hands together and, like, smash this dude with his shot gloves, his serrated shot gloves.
Flying donkey punch.
Right, exactly.
What? yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me pull my sheet back up real quick, all right? Let me know when you are ready. Man.
John, how many of those do you want to use to heal strain, and how many do you want to pass on as advantage?
The ones used for the crit are used for the crit, right?
Oh, I guess that only gives you one then, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah, I mean,
no, you're right. I'm
just... So it's only one strain that I can take back, right? Because there's only one extra.
Yeah, I've just been drinking. Sorry, math is hard.
I was just going to stay quiet. I'd be like, yeah, totally did take it.
Just roll with it. No, I appreciate your
honesty.
I hate that tea. It's gross. Bitter,
yeah, right? All right, go for it.
The right.
High school should be set.
Okay.
It is.
Two threat.
Damn, what the hell happened there?
He's no longer dogpiled. That's
right. Yeah.
You're back to fighting a god.
You miss.
Yep.
And stumble. I will say you take one black die on your next
turn. Again, though. No success and no failure were rolled.
Right.
Two blank positive dice. There's one advantage and three threat.
That was rolled. Is that something I have to put in my next roll, the black dice, or is that something you do?
No, I've been doing it.
Okay.
Yep. All right, next PC. Who's going to go?
Seelie bites back.
Seelie 2, okay. Seelie bites back.
Yes. The Seelie-quel.
That's fucking great. I think the dice pull is set. Go for it.
Nice.
Success. One threat.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Six Seelie. HP and seven damage.
Seelie chomps down on Hubert, who is looking... Hubert is looking pretty rough, by the way. I mean, besides the fact he's missing a quarter of his skull, is now just bleeding this black blood out of, like... There's, like, cracks all over him. Like, cracks and puncture holes all over him. Okay, who's left? I have no idea at this point.
I think it's just HW and...
Carter.
And Carter and guy behind him.
Trandoshan.
Yes.
Yeah, Trandoshan.
Brahawk, Ripjaw.
Yeah, Ripjaw. He's going to rip this guy's jaw off.
Is there...
What are you doing?
Okay. Can I see that, like, he's missing a quarter of his skull?
I think everybody can
see. It's pretty good. Like, pretty well lit. The smoke has cleared. And, yeah, it's pretty easy to see that, like, a chunk of his skull is missing.
Okay.
And he does not look bothered. Like, he looks upset by it, but it doesn't look like it's stopping him by any means.
Okay, and no one, other than the captain, nobody saw me over here.
Yep.
Okay.
What are you going to do? I'm just curious to see what HW's going to do.
HW is going to, how close would I have to get to hit him with my whip?
Probably.
I mean,
range.
Yeah, you're pretty close to being at range. I would say you'd probably have to hop up on stage, but that's about it.
Oh, because I wanted to focus.
I mean, like,
you already have your whip out.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Drew, do a brain snatch from the behind the stage.
Is that okay? That's a good question. Is there a back area of the stage, or is this like solid wall?
Solid wall.
Okay.
I had
an idea, but I'll hold off on that.
It's kind of like a theater stage, but there's not really... It looks like it's, like, repurposed. Like, it could be a theater stage, but there's no, like...
It's like the Prestige. Theory. There's no back this time.
We're gonna... So he's gonna step up onto the stage.
It's like a open mic night for comedians and stuff.
Okay.
There's nothing behind there.
He's gonna step up and swing his whip and try to hit Dio. Hubert.
Yes.
Hubert?
Hubert! Go for it. Nice.
Three success. Watch me whip. Watch me melee. Oh, that's
so yeah. Cool. Three success. That hits. Four, can, five, six, seven.
Hubert. Can I? Oh, I don't have any advantage. Never mind. Go ahead.
Hubert looks really rough. Like, I will say, where were you trying to hit?
Oh, I was aiming for the like part of his skull that's missing.
Yeah, like another chunk of his face falls off. Almost like it's like a sculpture.
Okay.
Like it just cracks off and falls to the ground and then just poofs into dust.
Nice hit, HW.
Do I get to, since I only move, like, I guess I only get movement once, I can't split my movement, like in 5e? That's not a thing, is it? All right.
You could do that.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll take two strain if I can run and hide back behind my planter before he can see what happened.
I don't think you can. You can't. You can't hide, but you can run off.
Okay. I will scamper off, and I will be over here. Like, he sees me, but I'm going to try to take cover by this planter.
Okay. So we have two PCs left. That'd be the Trained Ocean, which is Ripjaw, who is going to... Well, we'll go Carter first, because Carter's going to go... is just going to shrug his shoulders. He doesn't have a gun anymore. He's going to go, well, I don't have a gun.
Did what I could.
Yep. He's going to pull up on his suspenders and be like, well, done all I can. He doesn't have suspenders.
It's honest work. It ain't much, but it's honest work.
I was going to say, this man lives in space but has suspenders on?
Yep, he's just going to be talking to himself, making some weird motions that nobody understands, and laughing to himself. Ripjaw will take a shot at Hubert, though.
Close as he is, I know it's there's going to be upgrades, but as close as he is, I feel like that would be like a simple or an easy shot. Because, like, he is right up against him. Engaged is... Okay, engaged is easy, plus modifiers for people that are in the way. So as close as he is... Even if he's at, like, close range or whatever short range, that's still easy.
Okay. For a medium weapon?
Doesn't matter the weapon, it's the range. How far away he is from the target. Okay. Unless there's a weapon that's bulky and you can't target. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a... rocket launcher or a Gatling gun or something.
Yeah. So he shoots.
Success and 1, 2, 3, 6 advantage.
Double crit.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, it double crits.
At rink. One strain each time you perform an action. That's what I'm talking about.
And then...
temporarily lay. May not perform more than one maneuver each turn. So as one of his legs starts to break.
Oh, that's too bad. That gets rid of his multi-attack. Or maneuvers is just moving, isn't it?
Temporarily lame.
Each time. Dang. Alright, so he just fucking unloads. Like, this guy doesn't even show, like, shows no emotion when he just, like, I'll say Hubert's standing there and he just, like, fires into his back. Hubert is missing, and from everyone else around, once the smoke clears, he's got like multiple holes in his torso.
Close.
Yeah, he is looking like it is impossible this thing is still standing in front of you. But it's Hubert's turn. He is going to scream out loud and say, "You cannot stop me! Even if I die here, this will not be the end." He's going to take a swing at...
the dude behind him.
I feel like I've been picking on
him. Yeah, go for the Trandoshan. He just hit him really hard.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It makes sense.
Right.
So...
double crit.
Right? He's pissed at him.
First swing at Trandoshan. Actually, it's going to be a bite. He's going to bite him. Yeah.
Don't forget to suffer that strain.
5 success to... yeah, and you also have one strain for the action.
So, let's pull up Ripjaw. How much did that hurt? I feel like a decent amount. Characters. What did I roll?
You rolled a five success, and then two threat.
11 damage.
Yeah, that takes about... He, like, Hubert turns around and just, like, latches on. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, like, animalistic at this point. Just, like, Torque, like, everybody up on stage, Torque, Neb, and Seeley, you can see that his eyes have just gone, like, this cold yellow, eyes, like a red, like, eyes. Almost orange color as he just, like... It looks like it was probably mostly yellow, but there is like red bloodshot veins through it where it just has, there's so many that it's tinged it orange. And he just latches on to, what have I been calling him? Ripjaws' neck and just like starts, like just latches on and starts draining him of his blood. Grimjaw or Ripjaw looks significantly weakened from this. And Hubert looks a little bit better. And then he turns around and takes a karate chop at Neb.
Block.
One success, four advantage.
Oh, no. Ooh, and he crits.
On who?
Neb.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And then the last one, he is going to take a swing at Seeley.
That's seven success and three threat.
That's rough.
Is the effect supposed Pearson to be on?
Wound. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Increase difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by one difficulty die until the end of the encounter. Oh, that's fine. That's not rough.
No, you don't use those skills anyway.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll say that Hubert ends up, like, thrusting his... He, bites... Ripjaw, and then turns around, spins around supernaturally fast, and jams one hand through Neb's shoulder and the other one through Seeley's. And then he, when he retracts him, he just slips on all the blood that's sitting on the stage, and he is now prone.
God damn.
But Seeley just took 14 damage.
I mean, Seeley's probably got some pretty good soak.
Pi's just like, Seeley is dead.
Oh, yeah. She's down.
Seeley's down?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
14 is a lot of damage. What's your soak?
How much did I take?
You only
took 8.
Yeah, what's your soak, Seeley?
3.
Damn. All right, but that was Hubert's turn.
That's one? So... Hez has 12 HP. That would have put him in the ground.
Where do I add that?
It's already there.
Oh, it's already there? Okay.
I think we got enough for one more turn here.
I have a question.
Am I down or am I dead?
You're down.
It's your down. Health and a half would, I think, instantly.
Yeah, if you do half of your health, more damage than your whatever, then after you're down, then you're dead. And generally when you're down, you don't keep getting attacked unless it's like...
Wait, say that again. You.
Like an animal or something.
I said,
gotcha.
You have to take, once you hit zero, you have to take at least half of your HP in damage.
Okay.
To be dead.
Okay.
Like dead.
Gotcha.
Round up or down?
Ah.
Round up.
You're a vampire, you're fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, whatever works in your favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can't die anyway. She has plot armor.
Yeah, right? That shouldn't be enough to kill you. Next PC turn.
I have a question.
Yes.
Would you say that dropping to the ground, just like letting your legs go and falling to the ground, is an incidental?
Sure.
Cool. Hez is going to go, everybody, get down! And he wants everyone who's over there to drop to the ground.
Yeah, that can happen.
Does everybody do it?
Yeah, I guess. I'll drop down.
You are going to be prone, which will require a maneuver to stand up, but you guys are all also engaged, so I didn't think it would be an issue.
That's fine. I'm sure you got good reasons for it, so I'm going to go with it.
I just want to remind you that Hubert is also prone.
Is it?
Yeah, he got...
Oh,
he
slipped yeah.
Prone. Oh, shit. Never mind. If he's prone, then if everyone else is not, Hez should be able to run over... And make an easy shot with less... Like, he wouldn't be upgraded, right? Because he's on the ground. it basically would negate the, because no one's, he's down, everyone else is
his,
up.
He gets his upgrades because he's got adversary too.
Well, he gets that, yeah, for sure. He's adversary. But do I get a boost because he's on the ground or yeah, something? Sure. Cool. I'm also going to, let's see if here, upgrade. Boost and an upgrade. All right, you ready for me to shoot?
Do you have the boost and upgrade set on your side?
I have it set. I have my positive dice set.
All right, go for it.
Set trigger. Oh, also, because I have that one modification, set trigger, uh-huh. I add one success and one advantage to the first combat check of the that I make of the encounter, which is this.
What?
That's what set trigger does. So, yes!
No, wait! First...
No, no. I just drew my gun last round.
You took shots at Herbert, didn't you?
No.
I don't think so.
I grabbed the crown and I ran away.
Yeah, that was me taking shots.
I just drew my gun last round.
Okay.
And then he's been dabbling with the egg this whole time.
Yeah. I have been planning this for like 2 or 3 rounds. I just wanted to get past the orb.
All right. I just wanted to
make
sure.
That's why I've asked a lot of questions. So that makes it 1 success, 2 advantage, and a triumph.
Well, what does it look like when you point blank dome Hubert and kill him?
Well, his head's already fractured, and I'm just gonna like this again. Heads is gonna be this ends now again, and shoots him, and his head's gonna shatter. Just like fractures.
As you're loosing this last shot, he will start screaming, "This is it!" And then you shoot him, and his head blows up. And
it is for now.
He disintegrates into a fine dust.
Oh, wow.
Cover your mouth!
Right, cover.
The dust kind of hangs low. It's not anywhere near any of your mouths. Has its close, but doesn't look like you're inhaling it.
I got a triap. I'm fine.
Yeah. All right. So what are you guys doing?
Goes to a couch somewhere and just, like, collapses.
Kind.
Sealy's on the ground, not moving.
So I would do a medicine check to see if I can stabilize her.
Oh, shit, that's right. No. Yeah, Hez would see that and immediately go over with HW. We're trying to resuscitate or whatever.
Clarification, rounding up or rounding down?
Whichever is in your favor, Adam said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we use this dust from this vampire?
Nope.
Just start trying to inhale it as much.
But I am gonna give Moose a boost because I'm gonna help.
Use it to heal Seeley.
Or possess her.
Okay, so who's doing what?
I wanna do a medicine check to do a little like Zach said, triage to try to stabilize Seeley.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are those trees made of behind us?
I mean, I'll just make that an average check.
Okay.
Flip a destiny point. We're at the end. Do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll upgrade it on my end here. Go for it.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. Dude.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Seely's fine. She
drips some blood into her mouth.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second, Seely loves blood. And you just like scoop up some of the blood from everyone else that's on the stage. And
No. HW would pull out his pickaxe and cut his hand and drop his blood into her mouth to keep bring her back.
That's...
Yes.
That's, dude, you can't use dirty blood. You have to. It has to be fresh.
So yeah, how much does that? How much does that heal me?
You know what? You can regenerate.
Can the triumph regenerate the crit?
Oh, she didn't have a crit.
I thought she died, isn't it?
No, she just got hit for 14 damage.
Sheer damage.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. 8 damage. You guys are gonna have a long rest here in a second.
See, we still laying on the ground.
No, it's eight above zero.
Yeah.
You are now at 8.
But okay, Seely wants to
what happened?
Laying on the floor. That's fine.
Healed.
Yeah. So you guys are resuscitating Seely. Nice. Old man passed out in the phone booth. You have a very triumphant looking Trandoshan just making some vague celebratory gestures.
And the scorekeeper will smile upon you.
You just hear him saying, "Are you not entertained?"
Do we check on that guy too?
Nah, he's fine.
The trained ocean?
They regenerate. They regenerate. They're fine.
Okay.
He looks pretty happy right now.
Sweet.
You do notice that the other two look somewhat uneasy.
They just sat there this whole time.
Right?
They were mostly observing. It looks like they were observing. The banker in the back has, if you looked really closely, peed himself. Does not understand at all what's going on. The purple mist has cleared. And then in the distance, you hear this very bestial screech that seems to come from the entire town.
Oh, God. Are we able to pinpoint, like, exactly where, or just we can just hear it throughout the whole town?
Yeah, it sounds like it's the whole town.
Okay.
And you look back down at the stage, and that black mist is cleared. It is gone. We'll end it there.
Spirit remains.
We know anything about vampires.
A werewolf man. Oh!
Alright.
Good job, everybody.
Alright. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure you check out the website, talesoftheouterrim.com, where you can find the links to all of our stuff we got going on. You can also find the link to the Child's Play charity, where you can donate for Destiny and affect our game like Mark did tonight. Thank you again, Mark. And thank you, AJ, for your donation as well.
Thanks, AJ.
If you donate to me, fun things happen.
Nope. We also want to thank Steph Makepeace for making the music for the show.
Thanks, Steph.
Check out her SoundCloud at Makepeace. And
she's awesome.
Hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you later. May the Force be with you. Diego.
Diego. I don't even need to prompt it now. Everybody just does it.